You're listening to Orlando Credit Union's On the Money. I'm your host, Kaylee Green, and today I'm joined by Orlando Credit Union Business Lending Officer, Tim Cahill. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Kaylee. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. How are you?
Outstanding.
So glad that you are on the podcast today because we're going to talk about something pretty interesting, which is small businesses. So we're going to talk about those financial tools that Orlando Credit Union offers to small business owners. Before we get started, though, I want to hear a little bit about your background in the industry.
Okay, great. Well, I've got a pretty extensive background. I've been doing this about 30 years. Wow. First 10, 12 years was on the retail banking side, where I managed multiple retail offices. Got into wealth management, was private client advisor, so I dealt with high net worth clients and helped them with their planning. And then probably, roughly 18, 19 years of commercial banking and small business banking experience.
So you have a wide variety of experience kind of spanning across all different products.
Yes, that's correct.
That's really incredible. And I think it's so helpful, especially when you're going to somebody who can advise you on financials. You want somebody who's seasoned, knows everything about the industry. So I think that's really important.
No, and I agree. There's many obstacles, if you will, that specifically small businesses mm-hmm. run into. And if you've got someone that has a level of experience that can help guide them through those obstacles, if you will. It's very beneficial for all.
Absolutely. So I think we can all agree that small businesses are what make cities like Orlando so unique. But getting a small business started and keeping it going, that's the key. Mm-hmm. I feel it can be such a challenge from what I've seen from people who I know have owned and operated small businesses. Why do we think that is?
Well, I think the most important thing about getting a small business started is planning. I find that those businesses that do proper planning as it relates to the cost of capital expenditures, mm-hmm. Understanding the cycles of their accounts receivables and accounts payables, are the ones that are able to weather the slow times mm-hmm. and certainly prosper in the good times.
Yeah. And I mean, we saw a lot of, people having to close those small businesses during COVID specifically because they weren't able to weather those challenging times like you just mentioned. But of course, that was a whole nother animal.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously, from day to day, as a small business owner, you're going to see those ups and downs. So I feel like I've seen so many people who have, wanted to start that small business and then realized how much of a challenge it really is. I mean, definitely rewarding in the long term, but you have to be prepared, like you were saying.
Correct.
So what is the first thing a small business owner should do to build financial stability for their company? Of course, you said prepare. What do those preparation steps look like?
Well, again, going back to planning, surround yourself with experienced, successful business owners of whatever that industry or sector of that small business you're going to get into. Understand what they've done to be successful. Work with an Orlando Credit Union small business banker mm-hmm. That can help you plan and put you on the right road or track, if you will, to be successful. Additionally, there are resources out there that are available mm-hmm. To you. There's, the Small Business Administration Resource Center. There's a U.S. Department of Commerce Banking Business Center, and these are folks, that's what they do. They help small businesses mm-hmm. to be able to get up and get going. But financial stability, in my view, is knowing the industry that you're going into, mm-hmm. planning at least 3 years out.
Okay, that's a good number.
Because you want to make sure, that you really have a good understanding of what's going on. So, in other words, it's the ability to withstand a temporary problem, whether that be a dip in sales, a lack of capital, the loss of an employee, a good employee, a producing employee, or a client. So really understanding how that affects everything financially for your business will certainly help you with your stability going forward.
That's so important to keep in mind. And I like that you gave that 3-year mark, because I feel like some people are just, you know, trying to, I mean, things move so fast these days, you know, so people are trying to push things off the ground in less than a year. And it's just not necessarily a good idea, whether you do it or not. It could be the determination of if your business ends up crashing and burning. So obviously we don't want that.
We don't want to shoot from the hip.
Exactly.
You don't want to shoot from the hip.
So like you said, you want to make sure that you are, you know, working with all these resources if you are a small business owner or planning to launch a small business. But Orlando Credit Union actually offers a lot of different tools for small businesses. Talk to me a little bit about some of our product offerings.
Well, in addition to Orlando Credit Union, their products, their service, their ancillary services that we offer. Number one, you know, I think it's counseling that we can provide with small business, through our small business group and our commercial banking group, to help that prospective new business owner to be successful and get to put them on the right track. The ancillary services that we offer are, you know, we can assist with cash flow, such as getting revolving lines of credit in place, understanding, again, the cycle of the flows between your accounts receivables and your accounts payables. Lines of credit are a good way to do that. If you're looking to purchase your commercial real estate of where you're going to be operating at, we can certainly assist you with that. We have great online banking opportunities and our mobile app opportunities, in addition to providing very good merchant services relationships, direct deposits, and payroll services that we can offer. Again, you know, the bottom line, we, Orlando Credit Union, we provide a consultative approach to understanding the member's business and how we can assist them in growing their business and being successful.
Yeah, and that's so important, you know, making sure that you have someone who understands what you need and is able to help you get there.
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, again, going back, the most successful small businesses, and again, 80% of all businesses in the U.S. are small businesses. And those folks that are successful are those that seek the professional assistance, if you will, needed. Again, not to belabor the point, but you don't want to shoot from the hip.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't want that I can do it all on my own mindset.
Right.
Because the people who are there to help you are there to help you.
That's what they do.
And they're going to, you know, get you where you need to be. So I think it's so important. And you know, like I said, small businesses are, they're that thing that really makes cities unique. And, you know, whenever I'm visiting a new city, I want to find that cool store, that cool restaurant, that cool place that I can visit. You know, if I'm looking for a company to work with, I want to work with somebody who feels like my neighbor and feels like somebody who I'm close with, you know, not like a giant corporation. Cool. So of course, a lot of people are discouraged when they think, oh, well, you know, there's a huge corporation. Like, I'm not going to succeed in a small business. But Orlando Credit Union offers a lot of tools that can help help those small businesses rival their competitors. So how is Orlando Credit Union helping small businesses, you know, rival those competitors?
Well, again, in the industry, all banks, credit unions offers typically, you know, the same products, the same services, if you will. But I truly believe the difference with Orlando Credit Union is our consultative approach and how we work with our clients, our business members, if you will. Keeping in mind that most of our our bankers, if you will, our small business bankers, our commercial bankers, have a minimum of 17 years experience. So they're well versed in what we do on a day-to-day to help our small business clients and our members. Our commitment to continually not only working with those business clients at present, but working future to help them build and be successful. You know, it's a big difference. You know, one of the reasons why I enjoy extremely much here at Orlando Credit Union is our commitment to the community and the commitment to our clients, our members.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, and I'm not saying that some of these other banks or credit unions don't have commitment, but I truly see with our family here at Orlando Credit Union that we truly want all our members to be successful in what they're doing, and we're very consultative. We don't push product. Mm-hmm. We push, if you will, the service or that product that benefits the member or the business to be successful in what they're doing.
Yeah. And I think that's very helpful for small businesses and small business owners to be able to have that, you know, person within Orlando Credit Union that you're not necessarily, like you said, pushing a product, but if they ever come up upon an issue or need something, they know that they have somebody they can go to that they trust that's going to give them the correct advice and put them on the path towards success.
Yeah, and it's important. Access is important, I think. You know, my clients, if you will, I mean, they all have my cell phone number. I get calls on Saturday and Sunday, and that's great. You know, I encourage that. I let them know to do that. You know, I might not be able to help them on a Sunday morning, but they're going to be a priority Monday morning to take care of whatever issue or whatever that they need will resolve that first thing. So it's really that personal kind of touch, very consultative, and, you know, don't want to use cliches, but it really is a higher end type of experience for our members, and they deserve that. You know, and it's important that we live up to those expectations. And I think, you know, I know that the employees of Orlando Credit Union are committed to that. And it's just an awesome culture to be involved with.
Exactly. And with small businesses specifically, you know, you want to, you're putting everything into a business. So to know that there's somebody on the other end of the phone who actually cares about it is really great.
Agreed.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today a little bit about, you know, what Orlando Credit Union offers. To learn more about Orlando Credit Union's small business products, you can head to our website at orlandocreditunion.org, or you can make an appointment in one of our branches to find out more. Until next time, we are investing in you. Orlando Credit Union is providing this podcast as a public service. The information provided is neither a legal interpretation nor a statement of Orlando Credit Union policy. Reference to any specific product does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by the credit union. Views and opinions expressed by Orlando Credit Union employees are those of the employees and do not necessarily reflect the views of the credit union or any of its officers. Orlando Credit Union is not providing any financial, economic, legal, accounting, or tax advice or recommendations in this podcast.